7th of 2024. And I call to order this session of the Water Issues Committee of the Orange County Water District. And with that, I'd like to ask our resident Marine member of the bar to lead us in. But I wanted to say something first quickly. It would be wrong to overlook the significance, the somber significance of this date. And, you know, a little over two decades ago, a relatively small group of evil men created, actually changed world history, a large amount, so early in the new millennium as well. And something that we should always be cognizant of as we take the pledge.
Can you please put your hand over your heart and repeat after me?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Director Tran.
Here.
Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Bilodeau.
I'm here at 20 Civic Center Plaza in Santa Ana.
Thank you. Director Sheldon. Director Sheldon.
Yes, I'm here. Thank you. Thank you. I'm here. Thank you.
Thank you. Director Meeks. Director Amezcua. Director Green.
Here.
You do have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. General Manager Kennedy, were there any items received you'd like to present on the agenda?
There are none.
Thank you. Time has been reserved for visitor participation. If there's anyone in chambers wishing to address the committee, speak now or forever hold your peace. Seeing none, anyone, any hands online?
No hands.
Okay, we'll move on. Consent calendar items are number 1 through 5. Are there any questions or comments by members of the committee? Or by members of the committee? Seeing none, I think we're ready for a roll call.
I move the recommendations.
Okay, thank you.
I'll second.
Moved and seconded.
Roll call, Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Nguyen.
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries 5-0.
Thank you. So we move forward to item number 6, informational item on basin storage update for the water year 2023 through 24.
Yes, Brendan Neal in the hydrogeology department has some good news to give to the board.
All right, thank you. So today I'll be presenting an update on the groundwater basin storage conditions for water year 2023-2024. That is the water year beginning July 1st, 2023 and ending on June 30th, 2024. I'll start out with three highlights, the first of which is that recharge was 72,000 acre feet more than we had initially anticipated from the Santa Ana River and Santiago Creeks. That's due to three reasons. The first of which were that there were 21 inches of rainfall at field headquarters, which is 1.5 times the 37-year average. That's the back-to-back of two wet years. There was also a favorable distribution and intensity of the rainfall events. So we had Tropical Depression Hillary in August of last year that came during August during a dry period. So we were able to capture all of that and recharge all of that water. Also from February to May, there was a cycle, a pattern set up where rainfall events were occurring almost weekly or biweekly, and they were moderate in intensity. So we were able to capture a lot of that water. And then the Prado conservation pool during the year was at or above 505 feet for periods. And secondly, the incidental recharge was 27,700 acre feet less than budgeted. The lower incidental recharge and higher storm flow, we've been seeing that since 2018, so the last few years. Incidental recharge is any unmeasured recharge, so that could be mountain front recharge or groundwater flowing into or out of the basin along the coast or across the county line. The third item, GWS recharge, was 27,400 acre feet less than budgeted. So that was for two reasons. There was a reduced recharge capacity from the wet year and the high basin conditions. So all of our recharge facilities in Anaheim were preferentially taking Santa Ana River stormwater. And then also we did have reduced GWS inflows from OC San. That was due to some maintenance and repair issues that they had throughout the year. So I'll start with this schematic cross-section. It's a kind of a cartoon cross-section. It's a geologic slice through the county, running from Anaheim on the upper right down to the Pacific Ocean through Huntington Beach on the left-hand side. And it runs along the Santa Ana River. And here it shows that the basin itself is divided into three aquifer systems. We have the shallow aquifer system, which we also call layer one. And that is the thinnest of the aquifer systems. And it's not pumped as much as the principal aquifer. Not a lot of pumping goes on, but it is a water table aquifer. It's unconfined. So that means that as water levels increase and decrease in the shallow aquifer, the pore spaces in between the sand grains and gravel grains are actually watered and dewatered. So it actually accounts for a lot of storage change. And we'll see that on a later slide when we look at the storage change per layer. The principal aquifer below that is where 90% of the pumping occurs. That's layer two. That's a confined aquifer. And then below that is the deep aquifer. Not a lot of pumping and not a lot of storage change. So I'll skip over the deep aquifer when we look at some of the other maps. The basin's also split up between forebay and pressure area. You can see on the ground surface there, it says forebay pointing to the right and pressure to the left. So I'll describe that on this next slide. In map view, you can see the line separating the forebay area and the pressure area is roughly along the 5 freeway. And the forebay area is north of the 5 freeway where our recharge facilities are. And it's generally characterized by coarse grain sediments, a lot of sands and a lot of gravels, and not a lot of continuous clay aquitards that separate those aquifers. So a lot of unconfined conditions. And that's our area of intake or our area of recharge. If you go coastal side of the 5 freeway, that's our pressure area where there are continuous clay layers, extensive clay layers that separate out, that separate the aquifer zones. So there's actually difference in water levels between those and between the surface. So any shallow groundwater or surface water up in the forebay area, that would make its way down directly into the principal aquifer and make it as it makes its way down towards the coast. Whereas the pressure area, all those confining units would actually keep any surface water or shallow groundwater from migrating directly down into the principal aquifer. So with that in mind, we start the process of this. It's really a large data collection effort. There are several hundred wells that we use for constructing our groundwater contour maps. It's a collaborative effort. We have a two-week window centered on June 30th, where we collect as many groundwater well data points as we can. OCWD staff measures water levels from monitoring wells throughout the basin and some small systems wells. And then Orange County producers and LA producers measure water levels from production wells, and they're kind enough to shut down a lot of those wells for a period of a few hours and let the well water levels recover and then measure a static water level and then provide us with that data. WRD also provides us with water levels for some of their monitoring wells in their network, extending a few miles into the LA County side. So we gather all of that water level data for each of the three aquifers, and we plot those on maps. and we contour lines of equal elevation. So these are shallow aquifer groundwater elevation contour lines for June 2024. They're color-coded, so all of the green lines are above sea level. The blue lines are at sea level, and the purple lines you see near the coast are below sea level. It's kind of like a topographic map, where a topographic map shows lines of equal ground surface elevation. These lines all show equal groundwater elevations. So this is kind of a typical year where we have these relatively smooth parallel contours, and that's because there's not much pumping in the shallow aquifer, and the flow lines on they run perpendicular to the groundwater contour lines, and you can see that water is generally moving in the shallow aquifer away from the forebay area and towards the coast, so towards the southwest and towards the west. The purple areas you see down there along the coast, where the groundwater elevations are below sea level, that's due to our coastal aquifer emergent zones. So water is actually making its way out of the shallow aquifer down through small windows of missing aquitard between the shallow and the principal, and making its way into the principal and reversing course. And then that same situation would be going on near the Talbert Barrier, where that's called out. But you can see all the lines there are green, and that's because the Talbert Barrier is keeping protective elevations effectively. So we'll step down one level to the principal aquifer. These are the groundwater elevations from June 2024. And same color coding, but you can see a lot less green lines. You see that there's actually a lot more of the below sea level lines towards the coast. Same situation where groundwater is flowing from the forebay towards the coast and towards LA County, but we have a lot more complex patterns in the lines and also steeper gradients where those lines are really stacked up against each other. And that's due to all the pumping that's occurring in the principal aquifer. We can see our typical low points. There are some kind of bullseyes around RWD Dyer Road well field and the Mesa water wells, the deepest of which are about 85 feet below sea level. And then we have our other, there's another bullseye in LA County, kind of a low point around where Long Beach has some of their production wells. And all those gray symbols that you're seeing in the background are the production wells. So what we do is, I'm going to skip the deep aquifer because there's not much storage change in there, just in the interest of time. But what we do is we compare each of the years to the previous year. So we compare the shallow aquifer groundwater elevations from June 2024 to those of June 2023. We use our GIS, our geographic information system, to produce a map like this. Here's the shallow aquifer water level change. So this is the difference in water levels from June 2023 to June 2024. And it's got a color gradient on there. It's a kind of a heat map where you can see the warm colors represent negative changes in water levels over the course of the year. And the green or cool colors represent increases since June of 2023. The two that kind of stand out are the Anaheim and Orange recharge basins, where there's a mild to moderate decrease. And that's really due to the timing of the late season storms in 2023. There were some late season storms that provided some water that were still in the recharge basins at that time, and water levels were exceptionally high around the Orange and Anaheim, or Santiago and Anaheim recharge basins. Then this year, during the June 2024 measurement period, there was not quite as late of a season storm, and all of that water had already been percolated. And you can see that all of the green areas outside, just to the southeast of the recharge basins, you've got green areas where you have positive increases in water levels. So all throughout the greater forebay area, there's a mild to moderate increase, so +5, +10. And then in the pressure area and Irvine, there's a mild increase. Water levels increase by 2 to 3 feet. We'll step down one level. Oh, I'm sorry. One thing I want to point out is there's a few other orange areas where we have artificial decreases. This is water levels didn't necessarily physically decrease in that area over the course of the year, but we do have new well data that we're using. So we have new wells drilled in the shallow aquifer down at the very south end of Irvine, and then also up in Fullerton. So even though it looks like an artificial decrease in water levels, it's actually a more accurate representation of those water levels in that area. Then we'll drop down to the principal aquifer and look at the water level change over the course of the year there. So same issue with the Anaheim and Orange recharge basins. There was a moderate decrease, and that was for the same reasons I mentioned before, the late season rain the prior year. And throughout and then one other area that has some of the orange negative water level change is down in the southern portion of the Irvine sub-basin. And that was an issue with timing, but that was timing of pumping. So in the southern portion of the Irvine sub-basin, the non-potable wells this year during June had been pumping during June prior to our measurement period, whereas the year before in 2023, they had not been. So it's a really localized effect of pumping immediately prior to our water level measurements. The opposite situation happened in the northern portion of the Irvine sub-basin, where you see that plus 25 in that area. It was the opposite. This year, those wells had not been pumping in June when they had been the year before. So just minor localized results. Then throughout the rest of the basin, so the greater forebay and pressure areas, mild to moderate increase. You can see throughout a lot of the basin, you know, plus 5, plus 10, and even up to plus 10 and 15 along the county line. So again, I'll skip the deep aquifer. But then what we do with these maps, we have the GIS, the geographic information system, or our mapping software, apply the storage coefficient, is how much water stored per foot of water level change in each of these aquifers, and come up with a total volumetric storage change. So that looks like this. So this year, the shallow aquifer increased by 51,000 acre feet, the principal aquifer by 4,000 acre feet, and the deep by 1,000 acre feet. So you can see why we skipped the deep on some of those earlier slides. You combine all those total volumetric changes, and the total for the year is an increase of 56,000 acre feet. And just kind of a big picture, how does this look within the basin operating range? You've got kind of this cup schematic showing a full basin with an accumulated overdraft of zero, and then the bottom of the operating basin operating range of 500,000 foot accumulated overdraft. Last year, June 2023, we were at 189,000 acre feet. And then this year, applying that 56,000 acre feet of storage change in the positive direction, we are at 133,000 acre feet. And then over on the right-hand side, you can see our target overdraft, which is 150 to 200,000 acre feet below full. So we're just on top of that target overdraft range. So for some historical context, here is the accumulated overdraft since 1969. You can see June 2024 over on the right-hand side with our 133,000 acre feet of overdraft. And that's really the highest, that's in the range of the highest it's been since 2006 or 1984, up in that range. So in the last 40 years, it's some of the highest accumulated overdraft, or the best basin conditions that we've seen. And I like showing this historical graph because even it shows that even during times of, you know, dry periods, the basin kind of always bounces back, and we're in good shape now. And it looks like even through dry periods, we're able to bounce back and be in good shape again. So the 2023-2024 groundwater balance, this is kind of a breakdown of what we anticipated and what the actual was. So on the left-hand column there is our inflows and outflows. And then moving to the right, we have our anticipated or our budgeted amount under normal hydrologic conditions, the actual amount we received with almost 21 inches of rain, and the difference between those two. The three big players here are the first three items for the inflows. So we had Santa Ana River Basin storm flow recharge. We had estimated 127,000 acre feet of recharge. And the actual amount that we received was 199,400. So the difference of 72,400 acre feet in a positive direction. Incidental recharge was 27,700 feet below expected. And the GWR system recharge was below, as I mentioned before. So total water into the basin was anticipated at 320,000 acre feet. And the actual amount of water into the basin was 336,400 acre feet. And that includes about 308,000 acre feet of artificial recharge, which is the highest number we've seen since that started since we started recording that back in the 80s. And then the other thing I'll mention is that the total basin pumping was almost right on exactly with what we had anticipated. So the estimate was 280,000 acre feet and the actual was 280,400 acre feet. So under normal hydrologic conditions, we would have expected a storage change of 40,000 acre feet in the positive direction and leaving us with an accumulated overdraft of 148,000. But in actuality, we had an increase of 56,000 acre feet, and that leaves us with an accumulated overdraft of 133,000 acre feet. So that's the end of my scheduled presentation, but I did want to just show a couple quick slides, go back over that geologic cross-section, because I've received some questions on it in the past. So just a quick look at this cross-section again. And questions I've received have been based on the what we call the vertical exaggeration. So the basin here, it's a little bit of a cartoon look at it, and it's really stretched vertically. And that's, we do that to show the detail. So especially for a presentation for a slide, you want to be able to see all the aquifers very clearly. So I'll kind of walk through stepping back to a non-vertically exaggerated cross-section. So there's the basin as we see it in this kind of schematic. And here it is, a simplified version, and that's, we call that a 20 times. It's approximately a 20 times vertical exaggeration. So the two blue bars that you're seeing on the left side, both represent 2,500 feet. So horizontally, nothing's changed here from that schematic. You have Huntington Beach on the left and Anaheim on the right, and that small horizontal blue line you're seeing is 2,500 feet. And then 2,500 feet is represented by that 20 times size line that's running vertically. A lot of times when we're in the department, when we're doing a geologic investigation or we're coming up with our basin-wide cross-sections or even project-specific cross-sections, we work in this 10 times vertical exaggeration. So in this case, still looking at Anaheim on the right and Huntington Beach on the left, and that vertical scale has decreased by half. So that vertical, that blue line that you're looking at on the left-hand side is now 10 times as long as the horizontal line. So that's a 10 times vertical exaggeration. But that's still not very accurate for compared to if you were to look at the basin, if you were to zoom out and actually be able to look at the groundwater basin at scale. So here it is with no vertical exaggeration, where 2,500 feet horizontally is exactly the same as 2,500 feet vertically. So that's actually what the basin looks like. Just hard to describe layer one, layer two, and layer three at that scale. So I just kind of wanted to show that it keeps us too in the department honest when we're looking at geologic cross sections. We got to remind ourselves that things are a little bit thinner than we show sometimes. So then we'll end it there. Thank you.
Well, I'll speak up a bit because I have a power. But I'm really glad that you showed that last illustration because you're something over maybe 40 mile span there and only about a half mile deep.
Yeah.
So that's the first time I've seen that representation.
Okay.
And you were talking about something in the interest of time, but you're the main show today. So with that, are there any questions or comments?
Director Yeo has his hand raised.
Yes, Director Yeo.
Thank you, Chair Whitaker, and thank you, Brandon, for the presentation. If you don't mind, can we go to the heat map? Yeah, I don't know whether you had explained and I missed it, that the minus 10 just in Anaheim, is it attributed to the concentration of Yorba Linda production wells?
No, it's not the Yorba Linda production wells are just to the east of that bullseye that you see there. So the year before, so in June 2023, we did have a kind of an orange and actually dark orange bullseye. Because those production wells had come back on online at that time. So we had a large water level decrease in the principal and shallow aquifer in June 2023 relative to 2022. This year, that minus 10 that you're seeing and the minus 25 in Santiago, those are because of just kind of later season storms in 2023. There was more water in those basins. Anaheim recharge facilities were still recharging water from the Santa Ana River, from Prado Dam, at that time, where this year during June, all of that water, the dam had already been emptied and that water had been recharged already, and those in the basins were actually a little bit lower. So if you compared, you know, June 2023 to say May 2024, you'd probably see a more similar, you'd probably be a zero there.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
Any others?
Doug Reinhart has his hand raised.
Yes. Mr. Reinhart, go ahead.
Thank you, Chair Whitaker. So I have a question. One of the problems always when you show cross sections, and I'm glad you showed those last few slides, is it the untrained eye thinks of these basins as like a bathtub. So the water is just kind of equal all the way around. And the bottom, you know, changes, but the top doesn't. And we know that's not true. But I was in that regard, where I would have expected a little more increase in the injection well area, or is it just because you've been doing it for a couple of years and it's the same each year? Can you kind of highlight that?
Highlight the area, the water level change near the injection wells?
Yes.
Oh, mid-basin. Mm-hmm. So mid-basin, I think the water level change near mid-basin, even though we've been injecting there and keeping water levels above where they would be without any injection, I think overall the water levels in that area are still most controlled by all of the pumping. So all the production wells to the south of mid-basin injection, as those wells pump, that'll draw the water levels down. And then you can kind of tack on 10 or 15 extra feet of elevation because of the mid-basin injection wells. But I don't think we'd ever overcome the amount of pumping there and start to see that really increase as long as the Dyer Road well field's being pumped.
And this may not be a question for you. Is there plans to increase the injection wells number?
I don't think there's any plans for mid-basin injection. No. Maybe just to at some point rehab the wells so they can get more capacity out of the mid-basin injection wells, but I don't think to drill and construct any new wells.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nothing here locally, I guess. I just had one comment. It looks like congratulations are in store for the excellent job of capturing and retaining available stormwater flows, which even overcame the problems of the reduction in incidental recharge in GWR system. So sounds like pretty active management. So kudos to everyone who is involved on that.
Thank you.
And are there any other comments on this item before we move forward? Seeing none, I will then, that completes our agenda. And I would direct that items number 2 through 5 be placed on our consent calendar at our September 18th Board of Directors meeting. And with that, we have time available for directors' announcements or reports. No hands out there as well. General Manager's announcement report.
Nothing to report.
All right. Well, swift meeting today. Thank you very much for the good presentation. And with that, we are adjourned till our next meeting, September 18th board meeting.